Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello, you're listening live here to me, Mike Davis, on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. We're kind of flying solo tonight. I'm not only working this side, but I'm working the other side as well to produce. So if we don't catch your name in the beginning, don't worry. You will still be in the queue. So just hold on and we will get you as soon as we can. Well, today's show is not going to be any different to any other show, except I'll be taking the calls, as well as my wonderful guest. And I must say, it is a wonderful guest. I've had the pleasure of introducing this guest to you many times in the past, and I'm sure many times to come as well. It's a good friend of mine, all the way from Australia. It's early in the morning, very early in the morning. It's our Matthew James. Hi, Matthew.
Good morning, Mike. Good morning, everyone. How are you, Mike?
Well, I'm doing very well. It's evening for me and morning for you. It's quite strange, isn't it? You know, the opposite side of the world.
That's correct. I mean, it's just after 5 o'clock in the morning here. It's still dark. I can see through a window. It's still pitch black. And here I am.
All quiet and birds ready to sing then, I suppose.
Yeah, not far off, I don't suppose.
Well, Matthew, I want to, you know, start off the show by, you know, welcoming you, as I've just done. But I want you to tell us all about your website and, you know, how people can contact you. Because I know it's, let me see if I got this right. Because you know what it's like with me, Matthew. I'll always get it wrong. It's www.matthewjames.com, isn't it?
No, it's www.matthewjamesmedium.com. That's the website.
See, I told her I'd get it wrong, and I usually do. You know, I should write them down, shouldn't I, really?
Well, that's right, you should. You should be all prepared before the show, Mike.
I should be a good host instead of a not the best of a host, but never mind.
I'll let you off tonight, because obviously you're having to do all the producing as well.
Well, thank you very much. That's very nice of you, Matthew. But how can they obtain you on Facebook?
Obviously, it's www.facebook.com and then it's /MJ Medium, all in uppercase. And that puts you onto my public figure page.
Okay, I know that you also have a YouTube channel as well.
Yeah, I do. Now, the address of that is not the easiest thing in the world because it's actually... what I'll do is I'll pull it up.
Okay.
What about my email?
Yes, let's have your email address.
Right, it's matthewjamesmedium@gmail.com.
Okay, so if anybody wants to have readings off you, they can go to matthewjamesmedium.com and...
They can also send me an email. I mean, all the details are on the services page on my website. I mean, I do phone readings, I do Skype readings, I do video readings, obviously, as well as one-to-one readings, but the one-to-one readings obviously here in Australia. But yeah, I put on an advert that distance is no object.
Well, obviously not. I mean, you know, as we know, we are on the opposite side of the world today.
That's right.
You being in the Australia, me being in the UK.
That's right.
And it's wonderful that we're able to connect in this way. So I know that you've been very busy, Matthew. I've been following you a little bit there on Facebook and seeing that you've just driven home from a show and from some reading. So do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I did a live show in a place called Narrandera, which is in New South Wales, which is about 4 hours... Maybe, no, it's more, it's about 6 hours northwest of Sydney. I did a live show about 3 weeks ago. What a live audience. It was about a 2-hour show. Very, very similar. Maybe the same as what you do, Mike. You have an audience, you get messages, you pass the messages on. It's the old traditional stuff. I just come back from 3 days of readings, all follow-up readings in the same area, actually at the same golf club. I arrived back probably about, I think it was about 8:30 last night. So, yeah, it's been a pretty full-on weekend.
Yeah, so it's... You've been very busy.
Yeah, which is good. I'm not complaining. You'll never get me. You'll never catch me complaining about doing readings and doing. I'm now doing the job that I want to do. As you know, I'm full time in this now.
Yeah, which is, you know, wonderful, because you made the move from, well, the same trade as what I was in, really. You know, in the building game, isn't it?
That's right. I mean, I was a quant surveyor. All right, I've been doing readings on and off, full-time, part-time, for probably about 30 years, but it was the first time here in Australia where this is now my only income. I've done it in New Zealand where I'd gone full-time with it, and I've done it a couple of times in the UK where it was purely full-time, but I've actually done it here in Australia now. I did it about the end of January.
Yeah, so... So, I mean, let's rewind back a little while now and find out more about who Matthew James is and how you discovered yourself as a medium.
I mean, it's how long have you got? I mean, I could give you the full version or I could give you the abridged version.
Well, let's start off with the abridged version and we'll see where we go from there.
Okay, I mean, I suppose the whole story started when I was a four or five-year-old, and there was always this, it's the usual story, parents say it's an imaginary friend, child sees the person as real every morning, early morning, every night, on the foot of the bed talking to you, and at the age of five, I just thought it was perfectly natural that people talk to spooks. I didn't know there were spooks, but... Obviously, as you grow up, as you get sort of the indoctrination that there's no such thing, you learn to think it was a figment of your imagination. Well, it persisted with me all the way through my life. Very, very early 20s, late teens, I went to a psychic centre, a development centre in Blackpool, with a wonderful medium over there called Paula Parodema. She was my mentor. She was my coach. She helped me develop my psychic abilities. I mean, all right, I'm going to reel them off. I'm clairvoyant, clairsentient, clairsentient. I've got clear hearing, clear smelling. I've got all basically, I use all the gifts as you no doubt will as well, Mike. And obviously I've developed my ability as a medium to communicate as well. And that was when I was in my, like I say, my early 20s. And that was when I started my professional readings. And really it's gone on from there. I got the chance to actually do stand-up work with Paula, so I got used to doing platform work. And it was in the Blackpool area. I then moved to, well, sort of the Manchester area, just outside of Manchester, Chorley area. I did the work there. We then moved to New Zealand in 2002. I had to establish myself there, did readings, clients there, returning clients there, stand-up work, and then I came to Australia 4.5 years ago. And I suppose it's the same old again. You have to establish yourself. I have returning clients. I do distance readings, and I do stand-up work. So, yeah, it's been, let's say, probably about 24 years of my life, 25 years of my life, probably more.
Fantastic. Absolutely wonderful, you know, and you know, I can relate to lots of that stories there because... You know, as well as you know yourself, you know, I started at a very young age as well, working platforms, and you know, things developed from there on, and it's you know, it's been a wonderful journey all the way through to where it's taking me to now, and you know, who knows what the future holds for us, isn't it?
Well, we should, Mike. We're clairvoyants.
Now, Matthew, I want to talk to you.
I always try and avoid saying who. What the future holds for us, because I will always get a comment from a friend or from someone, well, you should know, you're clairvoyant.
yeah, you're probably right there. You know, I'll get it as well later on, probably. But you know, Matthew, speaking on that, about you should know, I was speaking to a gentleman earlier on today, You know, it was a Skype conversation I had. And it was about something he's been doing of late. He's been doing a little bit of TV work and so on and so forth, which is wonderful because it's all promoting spirit and spiritualism, isn't it, you know?
That's right.
And, you know, I know that this wouldn't be brought to your attention because you're on the other side of the world, but I want to chat to you about something here, something that's quite interesting, really, to me, because a challenge was set out to him. And, you know, he is a friend of mine. You know, we do talk occasionally, and the same as myself and yourself, Martha, you know, that we're always there for each other, for a bit of guidance, a bit of help, if it's needed. You know, we may not talk for weeks, but we're there for each other. And this other gentleman is very similar to that. And as I say, you know, he's been doing a little bit of TV work, some other gentleman has offered him a challenge for 50,000 euros, if he can prove that he is psychic. Now I want to just maybe talk about this a little bit, because should we as mediums really put ourselves out there to say, yes, I'm a psychic and I will take your challenge? Do you think that that's feasible? Do you think that that's right for the other gentleman? I'm not going to mention names, obviously, right now, because, you know, who knows? I might invite you in, Matthew, to do one of our special shows and talk up on this subject.
My viewpoint is it's going to appeal to some people who are going to want to try and prove it, and it's sort of their life path to prove it. But me personally, I prove it virtually every day with my clients. So why do I need some sort of scientific approach, some scientist, some skeptic, whatever you want to call the person, wanting me to be subjected to their laboratory conditions and have to do it in the way that they do it? Because at the end of the day, I do it every day. I prove it every day.
Yeah, of course. And you know, the money side of things, yes, it'd be nice to have 50,000 euros, wouldn't it? You know, who wouldn't like...
Yeah, but I've heard of some of these before, and it sounds very similar to one, but there's a friend of mine over here, there's a medium psychic over here called Jason Betts. He's a well-known psychic over here who lives in Tasmania. And he's had a run-in with an American guy who's always going on his Facebook page and saying, why don't you do my... If you're so good, Jason, why don't you go on... Why don't you prove it to me? Because we're running this scientific experiment. And Jason's warned me against this guy. And you have to consistently do some form of test. I think it's 211,000 or 220,000 times before this guy will accept that you've got genuine psychic ability. And you think of the consistency and the concentration it required to do a mundane task that number of times.
Yeah, yeah. It must be very difficult, you know, even to put yourself, or even to put your mediumship into that area, you know, and into that frame. But I know that, you know, this gentleman was offering something like 3 envelopes, and he had to have things spot on, the names, dates, and so on in each envelope. He did deny the challenge. He did, you know, because his words were, I don't need to prove anything to you. I prove it to God, you know, or whatever he perceives as God to be.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, actually that was quite a wise move, I think, you know.
I would agree, because you're subjecting yourself to their laboratory conditions. I mean, he said lavatory conditions then, and that would have raised a laugh or two. But laboratory conditions, and I don't actually agree to it, because I actually remember my friend Paul. I remember James Randi.
Yes.
And he had his test about something that was in a glass bottle. And if you could move something or you could do something in a glass bottle, I mean, this is 20-odd years ago. Well, Paula, my friend Paula, went on that show.
Yeah.
And in rehearsals, she could actually do the test and she could prove her ability.
Okay.
And when it went on air, she couldn't do it. And nobody could do it, but everybody was doing it prior to the show. Now, I'm not saying anything there, but why couldn't everybody do it when it was live on the show?
You know, I keep thinking as well that these things are set out to us for a purpose, and that purpose would be it's set up to fail.
That's right. That's my viewpoint. It's people who really get a kick out of, I call it bash a psychic.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's why I say that I prove it every day. I mean, I did probably about 20, maybe 25 readings this weekend, and every person went away from the table satisfied.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm one of these that I will every recording, I have for everybody a recording. They can all have a copy of the recording. I've got, obviously, they've got it as a memento, because I know people that don't record it over here. Because it's an automatic thing when we like to record my readings. And I know I was getting grandfathers, mothers, I was getting names, I was getting places that I couldn't possibly know about, and getting the physical conditions I couldn't know about. And I'm thinking, well, I deal with a lot of skeptics. I mean, I got one Irish guy who was a member of the club. He'd never had a reading before in his life. All the girls in the club had said to him, why don't I have you reading Matthews here? Even he went away completely satisfied. Could have got his father through.
Yeah. You know, and again, you know, that it's so true that, you know, we prove it every day to the recipient that's in front of us or in the audience or even on the telephone lines who's ringing into these shows.
That's,
you know,
right.
If we can conclusively, you know, I was, and it takes me back to Friday, because I was doing a live demonstration up in Maesteg, which is not too far away from me. And you know, I know that we was chatting a little bit earlier on before the show, and I was saying, you know, how full it was and what a wonderful night that we had there, you know. A little bit squashed, may I add, you know, a little bit, you know, cooped up in the corner. Well, I was actually cutting into the bar. I liked that, even though I wasn't drinking no alcohol. It was just Coke, and I must say that was just Coke. You know, I'd like to mention and say hi to everyone who was there, because I know that we have a few listeners there as well, which is fantastic. But, you know, I was thinking to myself, you know, if I can, the first lady I went to, you know, I normally don't talk about my demonstrations, but the first lady, I gave her some information, and for the life of me, I can't really remember what I said to her. I never do remember, but I remember halftime came, and she came to me, and I was outside, you know, having a cigarette. So she came to me, and she said, tell me something. How on earth did you know all that stuff? I said, sorry? She said, that's impossible. How could you know about my mother? She passed years ago. She said, probably before you were born. She said, how did you know? I said, well, doesn't it prove to you that I am connected to the spirit world? I've got that ability to be connected with them, you know, clairaudiently, clairsently, or clairvoyantly, which means I either hear, see, or feel yourself, you know, clairgustantly. There's you know, there's lots of ways that we can work. And she says to me, yeah, but I still don't understand how you know. And I said, well, because she was there telling me, but my mother has passed on, she said. I said, well, that's my whole point.
I'm laughing.
You know, I'm able to connect with her energy in the spirit world. She came forward from the spirit world to talk to me, to talk to you, to pass on the information that she lives on in a dimension called the spirit world. And this kind of confused this lady a little bit about, you know, about how it's possible and how it all works. But you know, what a lovely down to earth woman she was, you know. And genuinely, you know, because I thought to myself at that point, well, bless her heart, you know, if she doesn't know about communication, how it all works, what a wonderful thing to say, isn't it?
Here it is. I mean, well, it reminds me of, I was still in the UK, this was probably about 15 years ago, and I did a reading for a woman, I can't remember the details, I think it might have been a grandmother that I was talking to. And I give her all this spiel about the grandmother, all the information. She took all the information. And then right at the very end of the reading, she said, I don't know how you've been talking to my grandmother. She's been dead for 30 years.
Yeah, it always makes me laugh because that's the whole point. That, you know, that is exactly what we're doing, you know. We're connecting with those that's passed on before us. And we as spiritualists believe that, you know, that they live in this dimension called the spirit world, and we are able to connect with the spirit world to pass on the message from.
That's right.
And you know, that's the whole purpose of the medium. And let's look at it another way. The word medium is to mediate, isn't it? Just like a news.
That's right. Well, I think the original term was we would have been mediators, and I think the original mediumship was the mediation with the ancestors, and obviously it's developed from there.
Well, you know, it's the same as a newspaper, same as a TV show, same as a radio show. It's media, and that's exactly where we are, because the TV will show us a picture of what's going on, so that
that's
we can
right.
hear. And that's exactly the way the spirit world works with us, that we are able to hear it, see it, sense it, feel it, understand it. And you know, it's just, you know, as I say, I find it quite interesting when people say, how did you know that?
It's because I got old.
Because we have that ability, you know. And I believe
she was speaking to me. She might not have been in a physical body, but she was there and she was speaking to me.
Exactly, you know, and that's the whole point, isn't it, you know. But I believe, Matthew, that we're all born in this life with an ability to be psychic. But not all psychics will develop into mediumship or being mediums. And
yeah.
You know, I've been doing another radio show on a Sunday with a wonderful friend. And actually, you kind of know this friend because... you've spoke with her, and she's done a radio show with us, Elizabeth Lee Crowther, and she's...
Oh, Elizabeth, yeah.
Absolutely fantastic medium, absolutely fantastic lady, and she does her own show on a Sunday, and it's just a few hours before mine, and I've been doing a regular spot on the show about how to try and develop. Now, the producer there, his name is Ken, and he's been, we've been giving him like little challenges every week to kind of do, to bring his awareness to the ability he has. And, you know, each and every week I've been giving him different things to do live on air, so that he was doing it live on air, you know. And obviously, you know, there's no, you know, I'm here in the UK, in Wales, he's over in England, which is like a couple of 100 miles away or whatever, maybe 60, 70 miles away. And he's
yeah.
doing these challenges, you know, every week. And it's been fantastic. The results that he's putting out there, it's absolutely fantastic, because he's doing it. And he's doing it in the way that he understands. And, it, you know, just today we was working with dowsing rods.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I had Elizabeth making dowsing rods because, you know, again, I want to portray that, you know, that you don't have to spend thousands upon thousands upon thousands of pounds to train your ability. You know,
you can
just do it with just the little tools that we have, maybe around the home. And this is what my whole objective is, that, you know, it doesn't have to cost us a pretty packet to do our development. So
no, that's right. Because I mean, I know I'm digressing and I've cut you right off midstream, but I do development groups here and I do development work here, and it's as cheap as just a photocopy of some photographs and put them in an envelope and get people to describe what's in the envelopes. I mean, it's as cheap as that.
Yeah, of course. You know, and the best way to do it, you know, especially if you're not. You know, if you haven't got that ability to link to the spirit world just yet, let's bring the psychic out and then see what develops on from there, isn't it? And
that's
exactly what I've been doing with Ken. So it's been absolutely fantastic. You know, the results are pretty amazing. So Matthew, tell us about you know, the things you got lined up that's coming on with you. Any demonstrations coming on?
Okay. I mean, this weekend. And I'm just working from memory, and you can forgive me, I'm energy drink induced awareness at the minute, because it's still early in the morning. I know I've got a practical divination tools workshop this weekend. I think it's the Sunday. I know I've got a party booking. I'm been going to, I think it's a lady's house about an hour and a half away from where we are this weekend, doing some private readings. Divination workshop, I'm going to get everybody playing with tarot, playing with runes, playing with numerology, doing, feeling everybody's auras, doing, actually doing some psychic development. But it's going to be all rather than it be all written information and me talk all the time, I'm going to get them to play, because I normally do workshops like practical mediumship and I do some theory, but we're going to be doing a divination workshop this weekend. The following weekend, I believe I'm back in an area of New South Wales, and I'm going to be doing a practical mediumship workshop. And I have got a lot of readings again. I think my next live show at the end of July here in Canberra, where I live in Australia. We're doing a soul and mind festival during the day, where there's going to be stalls, there's going to be readers, there's going to be it's a little psychic fair. And the night time I'm doing a conversations with spirit live show, and all the proceeds that I'm going to donate them to a domestic violence centre here in Canberra. So it's a charity show.
Okay, wonderful.
So that's the end of July. It's just that I've just thought it's good to give back, and domestic violence over here, all the funding for it has basically almost been stopped by the government, and it's going into other areas. So I thought it was really important that I did something here in Canberra. Plus, the part of Canberra that I live in, South Canberra, we have very few psychic fairs. There's a good friend of mine who does one, a regular one, probably about 10 minutes drive away from where mine's going to be. But other than that, there's very few expos. So I thought, I'm going to start putting a little shows on that I did in the UK. So I've got that in July. I've got a few other live shows planned. I'm trying to think throughout the year. But certainly I've got a lot of workshops planned. I've got a two-day physical mediumship workshop planned here, where we can do a seance, do the actual transfiguration work. I think I've got that in September. I'm just working from memory, Mike, so you'll have to forgive my vagueness.
All this information will be available up on your website, though, yeah?
Most definitely.
And do you want to give us that website address one more time?
Yeah, it's www.matthewjamesmedium.com, and it's Matthew with two T's.
Okay. Okay, wonderful. Okay, well, let's take a short little break, okay?
Yeah.
And once we finish with the short little break, we'll come back and we'll go to the phone line. Is that okay with you?
That's fine by me.
Okay, well, this is a song that I really like, and I hope that you're going to like it as well, Matthew. So here we go.
My heart starts
Well, Matthew, I hope that'll woke you up.
I certainly did.
I was thinking as I was playing there, maybe that was a bit heavy for you, being it's just gone 5:30 in the morning.
Don't bother me. I was watching the Euro final or getting the score, so I was listening. But I was also watching Spain are winning 2-0.
2-0 to Spain. Well, I can't fault them. Well, then so far
it looked. I should have put some money on. I knew Spain were going to win.
Well, you know, I'm going to say it to you now. You should have known that.
And I'm clairvoyant. I should know things like that. But it's so funny when you put some money on something, you can't do it.
Well, it never works out, does it? You know, it's not meant for personal gain, and it surely doesn't work for personal gain any time I've ever tried. And, you know, I've tried the lottery a few times, and it just doesn't, never seems to work for me. But never mind. So should we go to the phone line, dear?
You can do, sir.
Okay, well, I'm going to do the first one. And there's a reason for that because, as I said, you know, we're flying solo here tonight and I'm producing. So I will apologize to those that's online at the minute because normally on the show you would be asked for your name. But obviously being hosting and producing, I haven't got time to run back.
You can't multitask in the
world. I am a man at the end of the day, Matthew. And, you know, I am excused in that department, I think. So I think we'll just have the area codes. But I did have a chance to screen one caller, which is Sharon. I'm going to come to Sharon now. So let me bring Sharon on. Hi, Sharon. Are you there with us?
Yes, hi Mike, and I forgot the guest name, Matthew.
And there we are, see, you're with us all the way. Hi Sharon, and can I ask you where you're calling from?
Bayou, Louisiana, the south.
Lovely, lovely. And I suppose you're having lovely weather there as well, are you?
It's a little hot.
Oh, do you know what, that makes me really jealous because it's wet, cold, I'm miserable here in the UK.
And it's winter here.
Oh, gosh, even worse, Marty.
Oh, isn't it?
Never mind. See, can I ask you the reason what you was... sorry, Sharon. What was the reason was that you called in for?
I'm in grad school. And I'm doing a group project. And it's falling apart because of one person.
Okay.
And... I mean, I have not attacked her because I had an experience with her last semester.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, I'm always the one saying, come on, guys, let's get it together. And I'm moving on. I mean, I got people counting on me. I mean, what is this? What is this coming from?
Okay, well, Sharon, let me make a connection here to the spirit world because that's what I do and that's my forte. Okay, and once I make a connection to the spirit world and we establish who we have, then I can ask the spirit world that question.
Lavina, Ebony, and Sharon. Lavina is the one giving the problem. Sharon and Ebony, we trying to get it done.
Okay, let me connect to the spirit world there, Sharon, and we'll see where we're going. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I've got a lady here that wants to draw close around me, okay? And I know that this lady is very much closely connected there with you because I know that she makes you aware that she's very protective of you, and I believe that she would have been that way in life when she was here with us. I know that she makes you aware that that she's a nicely built lady in the build of her body before she passes home to the spirit world there. I know that she would have been a lady that is quite... mentally strong and physically strong before she took this illness, she tells me, okay? So I know that she would have passed home to the spirit world with some kind of illness. I know that she makes me aware that she's very family orientated. She would always be by the side of her family no matter what. She certainly connects there to your mum's side of your family. So I know that she would link to mum's side. Now, whether she's mum, grandmum, I don't know yet, and we'll find out. I know that as she comes forward, that she makes you aware that there's a connection to do with hospitals. So I know that this lady would have either passed in the hospital or she was in and out of the hospital there for a little while before she passes on to the spirit world. Now, she makes me aware that she's quite rounded in her face, okay, in her features, she's quite rounded. And as I say, quite stern, quite strong in her character-wise. and she wants me to keep calling you my baby. Okay, so would you understand of this lady for me, please, in the spirit world?
It sounds like my mother. She worked at a hospital all her life.
Ah, perfect. Okay. So your mother, would I be right in saying that if this is your mother, then she's been in the spirit world not that long, or she's been in there just a few years, is that right?
Right.
Okay, good, because I have your mum that's connecting you with me then, okay? And as your mum connects you with me, I want to bring her forward and I want her to say, you know, your mum, if these, now I know that the question that you asked me, why is this lady sabotaging your things there? If I said to you, if this happened when your mum was here, she would certainly roll up her sleeves, because that's what I want to do with her. She wants me to roll up her sleeves. And just get stuck in there, because I believe that's the way she would have been. Nobody gets in the way of my babies, okay? Do you understand of this?
That's her.
Okay, because that's exactly the way she comes through here. And I know that she wants me to say here to you that as she comes close, that she wants me to bring lots of upliftment, lots of encouragement to you, for you, because she says, you go, girl, you can do it, okay? Now, I don't mean physically fighting, okay? Please don't get me wrong, but you can finish. You can achieve it, okay, because your mind is set that you want to do this no matter what. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
And she says to me, no matter what, okay, you know, my finger is waving back and forth, yeah, and I believe that's what your mum would have done. As my finger waves, that's what she does, okay? Her finger is waving back and forth, and I believe that, you know, she says, no matter what, you can achieve it, and stop believing that you can't, okay? So I know that in life, that things have dragged you down in life in the past, and you believe that in some kind of way that it's been your fault. And she says to me, it's not your fault. You have to be strong. And the more stronger that you're being, the easier this thing will become. I believe that it's going to be pushed to one side, okay? So this other person who's sabotaging your work, or sabotaging the things around you, will be pushed to one side. It will sort itself out, but you know, it's going to take a little time, because if I say to you that she's this other person, would I be right in saying to you that she's kind of jealous is the wrong word, okay, and it really is the wrong word, but jealousy comes in there somewhere. Do you understand of this?
I would help her. I mean, really, in actuality, yes.
Okay, that's fine, because that's what your mom has come to say, okay? You know, that it will be sorted. Let's give it a bit of time. Now it's been brought to mom's attention, she can deal with it, okay? And she is going to deal with it. Now, I know I have a gentleman that connects here as well, and bless his heart, he tells me that he passed very, very quick home to the spirit world. He passed very quickly. He was in this life 1 minute, and in the spirit world the next one. So I know his passing was very sudden. I believe, yeah. I want to teach you that, you know, as he comes forward, he's quite slight of his build, okay? He wasn't a very big man of his build, quite slight. I believe that he was more of the laid back in his character-wise, if I can suggest that there to you, because I believe I want to be more laid back here. I do believe that he comes forward and with this attitude of, oh, do you know, just leave things where they are, just leave it be. Let's not argue. Let's make it right. I believe that he just wants to be like the peacemaker around you at the minute, okay? And he says to me that we're all too kind of, and don't take this personally, but we're all kind of full of aggression at the moment. And it's like, rah, and he wants to calm that down, okay? Because he says to me, it's no need for it. We need to bring it back to a level playing field. Do you understand where I'm going with this? Do you understand who this is?
Slim Bill, that's my husband.
That's your husband, okay. And the passing very quick home to the spirit world, is that right?
Yes, he was murdered.
Okay. Because I know that I have him here with me as well, okay? But, you know, I believe that he was very supportive in this life. He was very, would have always done what he needed to do in this life, but he wants to bring balance, he wants to bring order back into your life, and you would understand that, Charlene, there, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Okay. He says to me about the two. Is it two children that you have then, Charlene?
Yes.
Because he wants me to mention the two, okay? I know he talks about children. And You know, if I say to you that the one is he says the one is getting a bit big for their boots at the moment. Is that right?
Yeah.
And that's the girl, yeah?
No, I have two boys.
You have two boys, okay. So which one of them is getting too big for the boots?
That's the younger one.
Okay, hang on, I'm getting it wrong a minute then. Because I know I want to say that I'm getting a bit too big for my boots. And would I be right in saying that he must be at an age now where there's, like, I'm not saying that he's involved with girls, but there's, like, there's an interest in girls now, and there's, like, you know, look at me, I'm a bit older, and you know, I want to be out there. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay, see, that's why I'm saying the girl, okay? So that's my mistake, not his, okay? But I know that he makes me aware of the girls as well. So I know that he's talking about your boy, and I know that he talks about that he's now coming into his own, okay? And he just wants to address that. And I believe that when your husband was in this life, that's what he would have always done. He would have always addressed things. But, you know, I didn't want to make a song and dance about it. I just want to make it right. Do you understand that, Sharon?
Yes.
Absolutely perfect, okay? Well, you know that your mum and your husband there are very close there with you in the world of spirit, and they want to deal with this situation, but in a calm way, okay? And I want to say to you that, you know, it will be restored. Balance will be restored very soon. I know that we will be able to hold our head up high and, you know, stop blaming yourself because it's not your fault. Do you understand where I'm going?
Yes, Mike, I'm trying so hard. I'm about to graduate.
Okay, well, you know, I wish you all the best. I really do, okay? And you know, please keep in touch with us here at Mike Spirit FM, and please keep in touch with myself. You know, you can find me on Facebook. You can find me under Mike Davis Medium, or you can even go on to the page of MikeSpirit.fm on Facebook and like that and keep in touch with us that way. And, you know, and I honestly, I wish you all the best, and I hope things work out really well for you. And I know that, as I've already said, that, you know, this will even itself out, okay? Your mum and husband are dealing with it, even as we speak. Okay, does that help you a little bit there, Sharon?
Yes, I'm wiping my eyes. Mike and I appreciate you.
You know, the pleasure is all mine. And you know, please listen back to this reading. You know, and you can always come back to us at Mike Spirit FM and listen in the archives. And that's where you'll be able to find it, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Matthew.
Thanks.
Okay, bye now. Bye, Sharon.
Bye.
Okay, Matthew, let's go back to the phone lines. I do believe that we have Carol online. And Carol, are you there with us there, Carol?
I am, Mike. Good evening.
Good evening. And the reason why I started the show, because as Matthew and as yourself would know, I normally would give the first reading to Matthew. But I kind of know you, Carol, so I'm not going to do that. And that's why I took the first caller, so Matthew can take your call. So, Matthew, this is Carol, and Carol, again, is from the UK. It's all over to you, mate.
Hi, Carol. How are you today?
I'm fine, Matthew.
How can I help you today, Carol?
I'd like a spirit reading, please.
Okay, just as I was making a connection, possibly a long shot, but is there any news of any pregnancy around you at the moment? Not necessarily yourself, but I want to say I've got a grandmother here who's remarking on the fact that there may well be a pregnancy or news of a pregnancy soon.
Not that I know of, no.
Right, it was just interesting that she started talking on about that life has taken a different path, or life is just beginning to go on to a different keel for you at this moment in time. And sort of the news that I was getting was that somewhere in the family there's going to be a pregnancy. It's not going to be a shotgun wedding, it's not going to be an unexpected pregnancy, but it's going to be possibly where someone has been trying for a while. Now, just for me to confirm who the lady is this... Would this by any chance be on your mum's side? Would this be your great-grandmother or your grandmother?
It could be my grandmother.
Right. Did she have a chest infection or an issue with her chest, possibly towards the end of her life? I'm not necessarily saying she died with it, but I was getting some sort of constriction in her lung area.
Yes, yes.
And this is one of those ladies that say it as it is.
Yes, she does, yes. She did.
Right. You don't have any children of your own, like a daughter, do you? Now, I'm not pointing in that direction as that's where she's pointing the finger, but you have a daughter, do you?
I have two daughters, yes.
Okay, now, I am definitely not pointing in that direction, she's saying, but she's saying that for one or both of their life paths, they're going to be taking quite a bit of weight off your shoulders because you seem to do too much for them. I know you are a good mother and parents are always drawn to helping their kids, but some kids are given an inch of rope and then they just take a mile of it. Do you understand what she's saying?
Yep.
She's going to take the weight off your shoulders. She's going to take the financial burdens off her shoulders. And she's saying to me, if you do not believe in the spirit world, you have got to watch out what is happening over about the next 2 or 3 weeks because you're going to go, wow, I did not expect that to happen.
Okay.
This is one of those ladies who's got a lot of force and a lot of power and a lot of energy. And you've had an issue with, is it an ex or it might even be a male employee, but have you had any issues with a male in the last few weeks that has been winding you up? Because she's making me aware that somebody has been really winding you up.
Yes, they have. Yes.
There isn't any problem with booze because she's looking at some booze and she's going tut, tut, tut. Either she didn't like alcohol or she's referring to the fact that there's somebody maybe having a little bit too much.
Well, I don't know about that.
Man, she's saying we don't all know what goes on in people's private lives. So if somebody is irritated and bad-tempered, say, in a work situation, it could be that they've got outside pressure and you've got to give somebody a little bit of leeway. She only wagged the finger when she had to, and whenever anybody, she did feel and give sympathy for people as well. So what she's trying to say is, try and see both sides of an argument. I think she's on about two situations going on here. I think there's something about your personal life and there's something about a work life as well.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
One person needs a good kick up the backside, and I believe that's probably in your personal life, and I think the other one is to do with a work situation.
Yeah, absolutely right, 100%, yes.
But this is the lady's attitude. She's making me burst out laughing because she's saying everybody would remember me like this. I would go like a bull at a gate. I would have a go at somebody, I'd wag the finger, and then afterwards I'd think, oh, why did I fire that bullet? Because, hang on a minute, I now feel so sorry for them. Oh, it was my mouth again.
Yeah.
What she's trying to say to you, Carol, is that more haste, less speed, see both sides to arguments, but watch over the next couple of weeks. Hey, there's a lot of, what us clairvoyants always say, there's a lot of moves and changes. And she's basically saying to me, like, the last 3 to 5 years has been suffering, there's been potential disasters, but let's say she says you should be considering or should have considered some further education here.
Yeah.
Now, have you actually started proceeding with it? Was it something you did before you had kids?
No, I had children at a very early age. I mean, I've been a housewife now for 35 years.
Right, what's basically being said to me is that which you couldn't do, you now can do. And it's all about time. It's all about timing. You're more mature and you're more focused now than you would have been back then. Back then, you would never you were fickle. You would not have seen it through, and you would have given up too easily. Now you're going to be dedicated to it. And she says, now is where you can find your feet in a career. She's placing you actually as a nurse. She said it probably might be too late, but you'd be really good as a nurse and a nursemaid.
Yeah, I. From a very early age, I wanted to be a midwife.
Well, what's stopping you, she's saying?
My age, I'm 55.
But sure, she says, and she doesn't take no for an answer, neither should you. She says you probably can't have a glitzy career as one now, but there's surely something that you can be doing. Surely you can get into a self-help group, or you can help other people, because you've got all the experiences under the sun of having had your own children, all the old pitfalls. You could do a self-help group, or you could help other people.
Yeah.
And she's also mentioning something about home birth as well. Now, I don't know if you're an advocate of home birth, but I think a lot of her children were born at home, and she didn't like hospitals.
No, I know. All mine were born in hospital.
But I'm on about, I feel the grandmother was going on about home birth.
Yeah, well, I was born at home anyway. I was born in an attic.
Right, because I know she mentioned the word home birth, and I know what she's saying is she's wagging the finger at hospitals. She did a lot of finger wagging, this lady, by the way. She's pointed the finger at a lot of things, and she's now putting her opinion at hospitals and the way people are taught. And she's saying it's such a pity you couldn't get into it sooner. You would have wiped the floor with everyone.
Yeah.
You're a very determined lady, she said, who's come through a lot of hardship. So the next few weeks is going to be relatively easy for you.
Okay.
Now, is there anything, just as this lady's pulling away and I've got a grandfather coming in who's basically just showing me his spectacles and starting, he's reading all the technical detail, he's a lot quieter, he's the one that would read all contracts and everything before actually saying anything. Before she draws away, is there anything in particular you want to know about? Or has she covered everything she's saying? It's like she's now busily tidying up. Is your house in a bit of a state, she's asking?
Yes, yes.
She's wanting to tidy everything up around you, you see. So she's finished talking now.
Yeah.
So grandfather's come in and he's basically reading a paper, or he's reading the news, or he's doing something else, and he's basically saying, just listen to her, but still do it your own way.
Yep. There was a question I wanted to ask, actually.
Okay.
I visited the crematorium on the 15th of last month, because it was my mum's first anniversary of her passing.
Okay.
A robin came along, Robin Redbreast, and he flew into a tree right where I was standing and just sat there looking at me. And then
who was the gardener?
I don't know.
Okay,
he then flew around my head.
Yeah.
And then went back to the tree, and he didn't move till I moved.
I mean, you've actually asked the right person, because whenever I drive along anywhere, I always take note of birds that fly over me. I always take notes of birds that are at my eye level. I always acknowledge the animal kingdom and the totems of the animal kingdom. And I'm going to say that's actually a clear sign. And the way I always look at robins is trust, total trust. Have total trust, have total faith. Because if you think of the little robin redbreast when somebody's gardening, they're always sort of flitting about. I know they're waiting for the worms, but there is total trust to become really close up to human beings. So I know also that robin redbreasts are very, very ferocious creatures as well. So what it's basically saying is there's a strong defense mechanism with you as well that you have to use only when you need it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I've got a mother figure, your mother here, but did she have a heart condition at all? Was there anything with any heart pressure or any problems with blood pressure?
Yes, it was.
Because I know the irony was that I got somebody around me with a sort of a half smile that she couldn't get a word in edgeways with this last lady, and she wasn't a smoker, was she?
No, she never smoked.
Right, or we'll say she's with she's definitely with someone who would have smoked, because I can smell cigarette on the clothes that she's wearing when she's beside me. Do you understand me? I've got a waft of cigarette smoke, but I didn't know who the smoker was. So she was clearly with somebody who did smoke.
Okay, yeah.
And I think what she's trying to say is that if you can solve the puzzle of who it is that she's gone talking to, you'll know that she's sorted some sort of argument or some sort of situation out. There's obviously somebody in the family that she's been recently talking to on the other side, where there was obviously a rift. And she's saying if that rift can be mended, so can yours, if you have any.
Right, okay.
And I've got a feeling it's a gentleman, because I can smell aftershave. I can smell one of those cheapy aftershaves, like a Blue Stratos or one of those really cheap ones that you just... They're like £5 or something. One of those really cheap and nasty ones. So
yeah,
that's probably a father or a grandfather or somebody, or even an uncle. It's somebody of that ilk. All I know is that something's been resolved.
Okay.
Now, would your mum have been a bit of a busybody? Like she would have been busy. She would have been flitting here, flitting there. She would have been trying to help everybody out. Just like daughter, like mother, is it?
Yeah.
Because it's like I'm busy. I'm coming to say hi. She knows I'm around. It's just that I've got to do this and I've got this to do and I've got this to prepare and I've got that sort of. And I'm thinking, well, no wonder poor lady had stress, and no wonder the lady had blood pressure. She ran around all the time.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say that the way that she's got incredible energy here and she's waking me up, because bear in mind it's 6 o'clock in the morning here in Australia, and I feel completely woken up with this lady. Was she an early riser, your mum?
Yes, she was.
Right, and she's like literally, there wasn't enough hours in the day. And what she's trying to say to you is there is not enough hours in your day, or there will soon not be enough hours in the day. You're going to burn the candle at both ends, and you could really do with my energy. So can you get your health in check, please, and make sure that you're eating right, drinking right, and you're looking after yourself. And she's giving you a bit of a nag, because obviously it's been neglected a little bit.
Yes, it has, because I'm diabetic, yes. Yeah.
So that is what the concern with eating right and drinking right. Okay.
Yeah.
And was her father, is her father with her, and was he diabetic as well? Because his left kidney's sore.
I don't know if there was any diabetes in the family, actually.
Would you know
I'm
if
sure.
her father complained about his kidneys?
Yeah.
I'm wondering, because obviously dehydration makes your kidneys bang, and obviously dehydration is one of the symptoms of diabetes, one of the many symptoms, and I'm wondering if it was undiagnosed.
I'm not sure.
Because he's seeming to think that he had got... He seems to remember he had quite a few things wrong with him. And the way he's saying, I seem to remember, I get a sense that he's been in the spirit world quite a long time, and he's racking his brains with his... getting his memory going, what was wrong with him.
Yeah.
But he distinctly remembers a sore kidney, and it used to wind him up, because people used to think it was back trouble, and he used to at one time think it was back trouble, and it wasn't.
Yeah.
So all I know is I've got a grandfather here and I've got a mum here who is just saying, look, here's the energy for you, because we're giving you that energy because you really need it at this time.
Yeah, I do.
Take care. I'm going to actually let them pull away from me here, because I know I've got family here that once they're in, they're going to talk forever, and I know there were going to be other callers on the line, and I know there's probably Mike drumming his fingers on the table at the minute thinking, get on with it, Matt. So I shall finish it there, Carol, and I will say thank you very much for your call, and I hope it's been a help for you.
It has. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Absolute pleasure, Carol. Absolute pleasure.
Okay, well, thank you there, Carol, and thank you there, Matthew. And it wasn't my fingers going on the table, it was my fingers going elsewhere. Bang! Oh, come on, faster. But never mind. You know, it's all good. Oh, good. But, Carol, please come on over to my microphone. We will copy that read now.
See you, Matthew. Yeah.
Okay, let's move on here. I believe that we have area code 718. Let me just bring one. Area code 718, can I have your name, please?
Hi, Kiva.
Hi, Kira. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
New York.
New York, wonderful place. Yeah. Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for?
I'm calling just with my son. I'm relocating. We've spoken before. And I had just wanted to know with my son how things are going to be, my oldest son.
Okay. Well, let me make a link to the spirit world, Yakira, because that's what I my faith is, okay? If you've spoken to me before, you would certainly know that. And we'll see where we're going. Is that okay?
Thank you, yes.
Thank you. Okay. See, instantly here, I'm aware of a gentleman that's in the spirit world that brings his vibration closer to me. And, you know, he makes me feel all comfortable and all warm at the moment and all content. But, you know, it's certainly something to do with his digestive system giving him a lot of trouble. Something to do with his eating. He couldn't eat properly towards the end of his life because it wasn't digesting properly. I believe this man would have lost quite a bit of weight before he passed on to the spirit world. He wasn't very big anyway, but I believe he lost quite a bit of weight there. I know that he makes you aware that when he passed, that he would have been sat down. Okay, so now I'm confined to a chair or a bed or something towards the end of his life. Do you understand what I've got with me here?
Is he young?
I wouldn't say he's old. I would say maybe around his... maybe around his early to mid-50s, I want to say, when he passes on to the spirit world.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Now, let me look towards your family here, because I believe that this gentleman is in your family. I believe he's in your dad's side, okay, because I know he connects to dad's side of the family here as I'm with him. I know that he would be back a generation from your dad, so no, he's not your dad. Okay, now your granddad, let's look around your granddad, because I know that there's a large family there with your granddad, is that right?
Both sides, my mother and father's side.
Good, okay, now let's look to your dad's side, okay, because that's where I believe I am. I know that, now as I said, a large family, would I be right in saying that there's lots of boys, there would have been lots of boys with your granddad, is that right?
I didn't even know his side too well, my father's side.
Ah, right, okay. Okay, well, no, that doesn't matter, okay? Matters is that these people, they come closer on us to and to tell us that they're there and to give us the understanding that they're there with us, okay? Now, your question was your oldest boy, because you're relocating, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So what are you right in saying that he is digging his heels in a little bit at the moment, that he doesn't want to relocate, or he's happy where he is, he doesn't want to move anywhere, is that right?
He is happy here, but he has he was willing to go, and then a job came, so he's going. Considering staying, I think gearing more towards staying.
Okay, because I know that's what this gentleman has come to say to me. Okay, and you know that's his way of proving to you that he's in your life, because it's like, and you know this kind of tears you apart, doesn't it? Because I know that it's tearing you in so many different directions. You know, I know that you dearly love your son, and no matter what, you don't want to leave him behind. And it's like, you know, we all have to stick together. Is that right?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
And
just
you know,
everything to be okay.
Good. Okay, because he makes me aware to say to you here, okay, that there's other opportunities for him of where you're going to relocate to. Okay, and you know. I believe he's quite excited about this job offer that he's had, because would I be right in saying that this is something that he would have or he's always wanted to do?
Yes.
Okay. And I don't know why, but for some reason I just want to look at my car. Now I can see the car through the window there, and it's like as if I want to lift up the bonnet. I don't know if he wants to be a mechanic or able to work with cars or some kind of vehicle there. Would you understand of this?
He wants a vehicle, an expensive one. He wants, yes.
Okay. I think we've all been there.
But it's strange you say that, because from young, he would take things apart and put it back together. And I just always felt he would go into that career, but he never did.
So it's that he wants the car. Okay, so that's why I'm seeing this. You know, that's why my attention is drawn to my car. And mine's not an expensive one. You know, I had that when I was younger, and now it's you know, there's other things in life that's more important.
We grow up, yes, yes.
we kind of learn, don't we, as we go through life.
Yes.
Unfortunately, sometimes it's the hard way. But, you know, I know that this gentleman is close here with me, and you know, he just wants to bring you comfort and upliftment and just let you know that you're not alone. And, you know, if I said to you that you've been kind of reconsidering of where you want to lay or where you want to settle, because, you know, you're trying to consider everybody else's feelings, and it seems to be, that's why I know that you're torn in so many different directions in what to do next, isn't it?
You're correct. You are correct, yes.
And I know I want to say that to you as well, that, see, as he's with me, that he just makes you aware of that you're in this decision, yes, no, where do I go, how am I going to go about it, and you know, will there be other opportunities if I do go, or is he going to miss up on this opportunity because I'm making him go? And I don't believe that you want to force him to do anything.
I don't.
It has to be his decision and his decision.
Yes.
Okay. And I believe that, you know, always throughout his life, he's always had your backing, your support, but it's been he makes his own decisions. Obviously not as a child, please don't get me wrong, but, you know, as he has been making his choices, and you've always been there as a support, and I know that you continue doing that, okay, for a long time to come yet, okay. Would I be right in saying to you that he is, even though that he's obviously at an age where this job is around, so obviously he's, you know, well within his teenage years or even older, but would I be right in saying to you that it's kind of like being as if he wants to settle down, or he's now got something new in his life, like a partner or something, because it's like as if I want to start being my own man. That's what I want to say to you. Do you understand this?
I think he has that feeling, but it's no one in particular that he's with.
Okay.
Well, I haven't met anybody yet.
Okay, because it's like, I want to be my own man. I want to stand on my own two feet. And it's like as if he wants to prove to you that he is able and capable of doing that, even though that he doesn't need to prove anything to you. But he feels, look, Mom, I want to show you what I can do and prove to you of how... Because, you know, he is a good boy himself, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Mistakes, but
well,
I believe he'll pass them.
You know, we're all guilty of that, you know, and believe you me, many of them over my lifetime. And you know, still making them even to, I can't say today, but, you know, still making them up until the present. And I'm sure that as I go on, I'll still be making mistakes. But, you know, it's the only way that we learn in life, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And, you know, but to answer your question, you know, I know that he is of an age of where he can stand his own, okay? And you know, even though how hard this might come across, and I don't mean to be harsh, far from the word, but, you know, sometimes if we let them stand on their own two feet, then they will realize of what is really around them, okay? I don't believe that you will be separated. I know that that's not going to be the case, because I know that this gentleman tells me that there's no way it's going to be a separated thing. You are going to stay together. So whatever decision you make, whether that you are going to go or you're not going to go, you know, you will always be, I've just been corrected. Not always, okay, because that's when I was corrected. Not
yes.
But for now, you will be together, okay?
Okay.
You know, as I look around, see, I know that you are in some kind of way able to connect yourself to the spirit world. Is that right?
I do, in my sleep.
There we are.
A lot.
Because he says to me that he visits you quite a lot. And, you know, I'm not sure where your mum is, but I just hear the word mum being chosen here to me. So would you understand if your mum for me is in the spirit world?
She's not, no.
So I've got a lady that shouts mum, okay? So let's find...
My grandmother is her mother, my mom's mother.
Okay. Don't tell me no information.
Okay, yes.
To you, okay? Because I know I've got a lady that shouts mum here to me, okay? And would I be right in saying to you, see, certainly I'm feeling something in her stomach. So I know that there would be like... see, whenever I feel this, see, the spirit will work with me in the way that I understand them. And you know, if they worked any other way, I'd be confused. But I know as... whenever I feel this in my stomach, it's like cancer. So I know that this lady would have passed with some kind of either something to do with his stomach, or it would be a cancer connection that she passed with, home to the spirit world. And that's the lady that shouts mum here to me. So do you understand of her?
Possibly my grandmother on my father's side, and also I have an aunt. Actually, it's my aunt, my mother's sister.
Okay. And would your mother's sister, your aunt, if I said to you that, you know, she didn't reach a fantastic age, bless her, you know, it kind of crept up on her. And as soon as she found out about this condition, it wasn't long after that she passed on to the spirit world. So I know certainly that's what she gives me.
Yes.
Okay, bless her. Well, I know that I've got your aunt that comes in here. And, you know, mm-hmm. if I said to you that she would have been, again, very much similar to yourself, very supportive of yourself and of her family around, because she just wants to, you know, wrap her arms around you and around the whole family and just keep you all close and you know, uplift you, because that's what she gives me to say to you at the moment, okay?
Yes.
And, you know, I want to keep you all warm. I want to keep you all well wrapped up here, okay? She says last month, now I know we've only just embarked up on July, haven't we? It's now July the 1st. And for Matthew, it's probably the second, bless him. But I know that it's the first year in the UK. So let's go back to last month into June. And I know that that would have been an important month there for you, wouldn't it?
Yes, I had graduations. My son graduated from high school.
Okay. So it was an important month, because that's what she's come to say to me. It was an important month, okay? She also wants me to say to you, well done, congratulations. So what have you done that, see, and I believe it's something like, I've finally beaten her. What did she talk about? Did you finally beaten her? And congratulations, well done for her.
Well, I decided to make my move because I had so much going on here. I'm covering everything here. It was just too much on me. And just to move forward.
Because I know that she says to me, congratulations and well done, I finally beaten it, okay? So I know that she's around your life. She understands what's going on. So you know, bless your heart. Know that your auntie is close there with you as well, trying to bring a lot of guidance, a lot of upliftment there to you, okay? Does that help a little bit?
It does. It does. Thank you so much.
No problem. Well, you come on over to Mike Spirit FM, and there's where you'll be able to have a copy of that reading. Or come and join me on Facebook under Mike Davis Medium. Or come over on Facebook under MikeSpirit.fm and like that page and follow the post there. And I say thank you very much for calling in.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye now, bye. Okay, Matthew, let's go back to the phone lines. I believe that we have area code 623 there with us. Area code 623, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, can I take your name, please?
My name is Barbara.
Barbara. Okay, Barbara, and where are you calling from?
Arizona.
Arizona. Okay, lovely. Okay, Matthew, it's all over to you there.
Hi, Barbara. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay. Do you have a particular question or a particular insight that you are looking for today?
I got a lot going on. I just want to see what you can pull up as far as, like, with the spirit world and any kind of readings like that.
Okay. Now, who was brought to my attention was a father figure, but what I'm actually looking for is potentially a father-in-law. Would you have an ex-father-in-law or a father-in-law who's passed over?
No, my father has.
Why is he coming through? Have you had any issues with your relationship, son? Did he have any issues with a father-in-law then? Like he didn't get on with somebody who is not, you're not getting on with your in-laws? Because I got in-law added to father.
I've been divorced for 16 years. When I was going through my divorce, my father had passed.
Okay, so you were going through all your relationship problems when your father was still on the earth plane then.
Right. When I decided to get a divorce, my father passed.
Right, because what I'm finding is here is a guy who has decided to wake from his slumbers, somebody who I feel has had a lot of socializing on the other side to do, And let's say he's not up to date with all the information in your life at the moment. So he's not at all surprised that you have been divorced because it was obvious it was going to happen.
Right.
But what he is concerned for at the moment, and the reason why he's come through, is it's either your health that he's concerned with, not that there is anything seriously wrong, but because it's just a case of he is aware of people's health because he had to pay attention to his own. Your mum would still be on the earth line, would she? Because
yes.
He's got to mention, yeah. How is your mum's health? Because that is his major concern.
Her health is fine. I've been diagnosed with the second brain tumor, and I live
right.
in the house that he lived in before he passed.
My understanding why he's concerned about health at the moment. It is you, it's not his wife. I know he was mentioning about his wife, but I know that he was mentioning about a health concern, and his words were not that it's going to take somebody over. He has not come for somebody, so he's not come for you. So
okay.
In other words, and I this sort of subject I don't go into in great detail because I'm not a medical expert, but from the opinion of the spirit world is he's come to visit, he's not come for you. So this brain tumor that you have will be treated.
Okay. I've had to speak out a second opinion, and I'm currently waiting.
Is it the size of a pea?
Yes.
He says it's not going to get any bigger. If anything, it will go smaller. But I've got to say that it is remission that he's saying to me. He said the word to me, remission.
Okay.
And he's basically saying that you've got to keep your humor up, you've got to keep your sense of humor going, and you've got to stop thinking about it. If you're anything like your mum, you must worry about things.
Right.
Do you understand that your mum's a bit of a fret and a worry?
Yes.
And that was the epitome of their marriage, I believe, that she used to worry about things and he used to just get on with things and was very laid back about it.
Right.
And did he used to walk in front of your mum when he used to go shopping?
Yeah.
Because he's like walking ahead of you at the moment as if to say, oh, I'll leave you to worry about things. You need to start enjoying life. You need to start worrying about things too much. Be lighthearted about things. I know it's such a serious situation. I would hate to be in your shoes, but I know what your father is trying to portray here. I mean, a lot of it is a well-being thing, and a lot of it is state of mind, and he's trying to put you in the right state of mind with this.
Right, I've had to regroup and. So I've lost my peripheral vision, and that's why I had to seek a second opinion to have a reason. It is a second one in 11 years.
I know it's a difficult subject to talk about, and all I'm going to basically say is I'm going to repeat what your father has said. He's not come for you, and there's remission. It's take it from there.
Okay.
But do you have a son, please?
Yes, I do.
And is your son, I mean, what I'm basically being shown here is that he's a bit of a tough kid. He's a bit of a, let's say, one of life's survivors. And I've got to say that what we're actually watching here is, has he had issues with his own father?
His father has his own issues, but not with my son. My son's 7.
Right, it's just all I want to actually say is this 7-year-old kid, this son that I've actually been shown, will go far, but he's really got to make his own mind up. And whatever life plan his father, your ex, has got in mind here, let's say... Oh, no, it's not your ex, is it? You've remarried.
No, I haven't.
So So this is your ex then, and because there's a confusion here. Because
no, he's not my. I have a daughter as well, and that's who I was married to. My son's father, I was never married to.
Ah, this is where I was getting all confused because the father to your son is not the one that your father was talking about. This is where I was getting confused.
Yeah,
so,
no.
All I'm going to say is that there's a single-minded 7-year-old son here. This is basically what your father's basically saying. And he is going to go far if he can make his own mind up. So what he's trying to say is that he's formulating ideas already. He's a very mature 7-year-old.
Yes.
And the life path that child has got, he needs his mum. He needs his mum. He can't not have his mum in the life path.
No.
And that's one of the reasons why that you will survive and you will battle this and you'll get through it.
Yeah, he's like that. He's named after my father.
Right, and I'm just aware that the proof is the pudding is the fact that you actually see grandchildren with your son, and that's one thing that he is adamant about.
Oh wow!
Because I know father and missus would have liked that grandchild, would have loved to have met him, because he's very much like him.
Yes, he is.
I wouldn't be surprised at all if people haven't said, "Oh, I bet that's your father reincarnated."
I've thought that, and my mom has too. He has a lot of his personality.
I wonder if there is a fragment of your father in him. I'm not totally convinced he's a reincarnate of your father, but I know your father is close around him. It might be that close to him that your son is taking his personality on board. That way,
yeah.
he's involved in your son's life. And don't worry if your son goes forgetful and he loses things, because those are other traits I believe that your father had. My understanding here is I will pull away because the father figure is. Like, wandered off. He said what he's going to say, and he's now off walking again. You will get that second opinion, and what is basically being said to me is that it will be a different opinion to the first one, but you won't require a third opinion. The important thing is here is you will not require a third opinion.
Okay.
Because I'm seeing three fingers go up and then somebody shaking the hand away and saying no. And the second opinion will be suffice. That is what somebody's saying.
Okay.
And is it okay if I actually leave that there, Barbara? Because, I mean, I got a connection from the father. The father said everything he's needed to say. And as far as I understand, that's the most important thing that you actually need to know about.
Yes.
And can I actually thank you for calling us today, and I hope everything works out really well for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, Barbara, thanks for that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara. And again, thank you, Matthew. Barbara, if you want to join us here on Mike Spirit FM on Facebook, MikeSpirit.fm on Facebook, please do so. And if you go into www.MikeSpirit.fm, that's where you'll be able to have a copy of your reading. I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go back to the phone lines here, Matthew, and I do believe I have area code 631. Hi, area code 631. Can I have your name, please?
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi.
Can I ask you where you're calling from?
Long Island.
From Long Island. Okay. And what was the reason that you called in for, Suzanne?
Well, I want to know when you see a boyfriend. I have a couple of friends, and I'm supposed to go on a blind date soon with a guy named Mike, and I like Sean as a friend. And also, will I ever get my son back to live with me? He's only living with his dad now, or more time with him or anything.
Okay, well, let's go back a little bit. The blind date with Mike, that's not with me.
Yeah.
Let me make a link to the spirit world, then we'll see where we go. Is that okay for you?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay. Now, see, I've got a lady here that wants to make herself known to you two, okay? And I believe that she links to your mum's side of your family when she was younger. So don't feel she's your mum. I feel she's back a generation, maybe your grandmother, because I'm looking at her, and she seems to be a little older, this lady. I know that I'm looking at her hands, and certainly her hands give a lot of trouble before she passed on to the spirit world. I know that there wasn't a lot of weight to this lady, because, again, all she shows me at the moment is her hands and her wrists. And I know that, there's, you know, she almost went down to nothing, bless her heart, before she passed on to the spirit world, because she seems to slim right down, particularly, as I said, as I can see her arms. And, you know, she shows the rest of herself to me. I know that the weight loss that this lady would have suffered would have been quite dramatic towards the end of her life there. I know she makes me aware that the tablet, I didn't want the tablets. They done me no good. Okay, so I know that this lady would have had medication before she passed, but maybe wouldn't take it or wasn't taking it or something. I don't know, but she makes me aware of the medication there that she's taking it. So would you understand of where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
Okay, and you understand who she is?
Yeah.
Absolutely perfect, because I know that she comes forward here, and let's talk about this blind date a minute, because she says to me about, you know, it's been a long time, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, and it's been a long time since you've had that smile up on your face. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And you know, she says to me that, you know, you've been quite patient, and, you know, it's like as if you haven't been too harsh on yourself or too hard on yourself. You've just been waiting patiently for the right opportunity to come around. But would I be right in saying that, you know, you've been, and I don't mean this to come out wrong here or anything of this sort, but would I be right in saying to you that you have some friends who's been trying to make you, I know you just said it's a blind date and that sounds a bit contradicting really, but you've had some friends who's been trying to say to you or suggest that you need someone in your life at the moment, is that right?
Yes.
Ah, right, okay. See, because she keeps going on to me about, you know, not to feel pressured. And I'm saying to her, well, obviously, she's not a child. She knows that. But she says to me, no, there has been some pressure there in the past about you have to go on and seek company, okay? And she says to me that that's from some friends. And she says to me that, no, but you've now found yourself. Now you are comfortable with yourself or where you are. Do you understand of this?
Yes, but I still would like a companion.
Good, okay. And see, well, that's where she goes on about. Now you feel comfortable with yourself, now that you're able to move on with, like you say, a companion or somebody close to you, okay? But I know that as we go forward, she talks to me about, you know, it will be there for you. It will be there for you, okay? But now you're in a better place in your mind of where it would be easier to accept rather than somebody come into your life and gone. Okay, she wants something to come into your life for you to be happy, okay, and bring that smile back on your face, okay? Now, the other question that you asked me was about your son, you said, wasn't it?
Yes.
And to do with your son, see, because I can't remember what you said to me, to be honest, it doesn't matter because I'm asking this lady about your son, and, okay. Now, what I've been writing, saying with your son, it's, this is a difficult one, isn't it?
Yes.
I don't mean difficult because I don't know what I'm talking about. I mean difficult because it's a bit of a touchy subject, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, it's you have to be careful the way you address it. Do you understand this?
I guess so.
And, you know, the feeling is tread carefully, okay? Because I know that you're the bond that you have between yourself and your son is quite fantastic at the moment, okay? And we need to keep it that way, okay?
Okay.
So tread carefully to make sure it stays as it is, okay? And I know for some reason, I know I need to say that to you that let's take it one step at a time. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
Now, I've been told to say to you that he will come around, and whatever that means. Do you understand of that?
Yeah, but I want to know if he's going to come back to me.
Well, as I said, let's go first. He will he will come around, okay? Now, as regards of him coming back to you, okay? You know, if I said to you that, you know the old saying, the other man's grass is always greener?
No.
Because it's like as if I want to say to you that he will come back to you, but it's not going to be like tomorrow or you know, it's gonna take him a little while, or it's going to take a little while for that to happen, okay?
What's a little while?
A difficult question, isn't it? And a difficult answer in a little while. I don't know. Let me just ask this lady that question. No, I feel it's going to be maybe a few weeks. Okay, we have to work it. And would I be right in saying that you have to...
what do you mean by a few weeks? He sees me a lot, but he lives with his dad. Now, am I going to get more weekends with him? I'm trying to go to court because of that, or will he ever come back to live with me? Or
let's break it down, okay? A few weeks, okay? I know that you said that he lives with your dad and you're going to court and everything else. Now, would I be right in saying that in a few weeks' time that you have a court date?
I'm trying for it, yeah.
Okay. Now, as I said, one step at a time now, okay? Let's not race in front of ourselves. Now, within a few weeks, there will be this court date, okay? And I believe the outcome is going to be a lot better there for you, okay? He will come to stay with you, okay? I don't feel he's going to come and live with you permanently very soon, okay? I'm not saying, you know, that he never will. I'm not saying that he's never, you know, anything. But I know that he will come to stay with you first off, and that will become more frequent, okay? And when it becomes more frequent, then we can start working on where he will stay permanently, okay? I believe it's a lot to deal with in your life the last few months, okay? You've had one thing after another, and you've held your own all the way through this. Do you understand it? Okay? And you've stayed strong mentally and physically. You'd understand this, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Okay. And the reason this lady is here with me is to say to you that you have to stay mentally and physically strong, okay? Because you need, see, it's the feel of you have to prove that you are physically strong and able. Do you understand of this?
Well, I am physically strong, yeah.
Because I know that's what I need to put in front of you. So long as we're physically strong and physically able, we will be able to achieve what we need to achieve, okay?
And real quick, I've got a summer school job. Do you see me getting that continuing in September for a full-time job?
You know, I have to go with what I feel, and I wish I could tell you what you want to hear, and I don't know if it is what you want to hear, but the what I'm getting straight away is no, okay? That's not the idea that of your work. I believe something else will come in, maybe before September. If I'm honest with you, okay? But, you know, it will be like of, they will be sympathetic in knowing that you have this one thing that you have to finish up first, and then in September that you will be able to start again. So, you know, let's not be disappointed about the one, because I know something else will come up, and it will be going from one job to the next then, okay?
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, I was going to sub if I didn't get the job, but I put in an application to a bunch of places, so I'm thinking, do you think I'll get something?
Well, most definitely, because as I've just said, that, you know, it's not going to be where you are now. I don't feel that that's the place of where we're going to stay, but before September, there will be an offer being made to you. But first things first, let's finish this one, and then when it comes to September, that you'll be able to go straight into something else, and whatever that's been offered to you. Okay, I believe that it's some kind of work of where you can show your potential off, because at the moment, you're not really doing that, are you? You're not showing your full potential off, is that right?
Right.
Yeah, and I know that your full potential will be shown off as time goes on, okay? Does that help
you?
Yeah,
and that's really good that you said in 2 weeks, because that's when I'm supposed to get the paperwork to see if it's going to go to court or not. I find out in about 2 weeks. Do you think it'll go to court for me to get more time?
Most definitely, yes, because I know that you will have more time, and as time develops...
I just have to wait for the other thing.
Most definitely.
But do you see that, like, that could be 1 year, 5 years, but you see it down the road?
You know, I'm not going to predict of how many years or months or weeks or whatever it's going to be, okay? I don't see myself as someone that I can predict your future. Of what I can is linked to the spirit world, but I know what the spirit world tells me. That's exactly what I tell you, and that is that, you know, you will have your son staying over, okay, and that will increase. So whenever that's going to be, you know, honestly, hand on my heart, I don't know, okay, but
okay.
It will increase, okay. You just have to believe in yourself, believe in the spirit world, and allow it to take you on this journey, and allow it to work the way it's meant to work. You know, very quickly, because I know we've got lots of people online, you know, I've gone through similar to that myself. You know, it's no stranger, I'm a single man, which, you know, fine, because I'm happy with that. You know, and I had to go to court for my children. And, you know, as time has developed on, you know, I was only allowed to see them certain days or certain amount of time. But, you know, as time developed on, all of a sudden I can see them whenever I want. They can stay whenever they want. And, you know, it's absolutely perfect and it's absolutely wonderful. And I'm sure that that's the kind of way that it'll go for you. But, you know, you have to stay strong through every single part of it, you know, and be yourself, okay?
And you think the blind date's going to be okay?
Yeah, most definitely. Okay, because it's as I said, you know, it's time that we put a smile back in your face, because that's what the lady first told me. Okay, but you
all
know,
right. Well, thank you.
No problem at all. Well, thank you for calling in, and remember, you can come and join us. You can join me personally on Mike Davis Medium on Facebook, or even MikeSpirit.fm on Facebook, or download the archive to the show and listen back to your reading.
Thank you very much.
Bye now. Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines here, and I do believe that we have area code 205. Hi, area code 205, are you there with us?
Yes.
Hi, can I take your name, please?
My name is Robbie.
Robbie. Hi, Robbie, and can I ask you where you're calling from?
Alabama.
Okay, wonderful. Let me hand you over to my wonderful guest here, to Matthew. Matthew, okay there?
I'm fine. I'm still awake.
You're still awake. You're still drinking your energy drinks, I hope, there, Matt.
I finished my energy drink.
You need another one.
I'm fine.
Okay, let me hand you over here. Yeah, this is Robbie. Robbie, this is Matthew.
Hi, Robbie. Pleased to meet you. How are you today?
I'm good.
Good. What?
I have a relationship question.
Okay. I kind of expected that from the information that I was getting. Would this by any chance be a relatively new relationship?
No. We've been friends for about 3 years, but I want it to be more than friends, and I just want to see if it's going that way.
Well, I've got to say that I've got an insight here. I don't quite know who's given me the insight as yet, but the way that they're actually giving me it sums up for that, because he's attracted to you. He's attracted to you more than you are a friend. That is the information that I'm being given here.
Mm-hmm.
So the indication... You obviously have children of your own, and he has children of his own, does he?
Yes.
Because I know what, I mean, there are children indicated here, but it doesn't mean that you're going to have a child with this guy. But the indications that I get, when I get that sort of indication, Robbie, it means a serious relationship for me. When I get given that sort of sign, that sort of indication, I want to actually say that you have got a serious relationship coming here. Now, have you lost both your mum and your grandmother?
My grandmother, but my mom's still alive.
Okay, whose mother would I actually have here? Because I know I've got a grandmother, but I've also got a mother figure as well who's come in for a conversation. I don't know if it's an ex's mother or it is a friend's mum that it would have been close to, but I've got to definitely say I did have a mother figure. I know I've got a mother figure here, and I know I've got a grandmother. I know the grandmother's yours.
Mm-hmm.
I've almost got a feeling that I have got potentially... Has your friend lost his mum by any chance?
His mum's very ill right now, but she hasn't passed.
Okay, I can't identify the mother figure. All I know is I've definitely got the grandmother. And I
it
just
could
know
be
that...
an aunt of mine, because we always... she always said I was her daughter.
Right, because I know this lady was insisting a mum vibration. I that's why I insisted, because she insisted. That's who's here. And all I basically know is that one of them is saying, isn't it about time? You guys sort of actually consummated this relationship a long time ago. Did you choose the wrong person by any chance?
Yes, there's a girl that keeps interfering in our relationships while we haven't gotten close, so I'm hoping she'll move on.
Well, the reference here is that you have had an opportunity, and it was a case of you can get a second bite at the cherry here. That's the way that it's been shown to me.
Okay, great.
I know that the aunt's, if this is your auntie, this mother figure is kind of insisting that you've got to hold on to this guy and you've got to fight for this guy. So I just got a sense that you've got to fight on your hands, because there's going to be a bit of bitching going on.
Okay.
When this guy crosses over and it turns into a relationship with you, you watch somebody else get the claws into him. They're not showing much interest in him at the moment because he's their possession, but the minute that he actually crosses over, gets into a relationship with you, boy, she's going to get her claws out. That is what somebody has said to me. So forewarned is forearmed. You're going to have to fight for this guy, but at the end of the day, he will be worth it in the long run.
Okay.
Robbie, what was that?
I was wondering if you have a time of how long this is going to be, because it's already been 3 years. I'm getting very discouraged.
Right. Well, we are talking. I don't want to say the end of the year because that's too long to wait, but I want to actually say it's a matter of about, let's say, What 6 weeks in the proceedings? Another 6 weeks isn't too long to wait, is it?
No, I would wait forever, but you're not having
to wait forever. That is the indication that I've got here. You do not have to wait forever. The story goes, it's a smash and grab raid. So in other words, what it means is it's going to happen very quickly. It's going to happen very unexpectedly. Probably there's going to be a torrential downpour. I'm being shown either it's your grandmother or your auntie was into the romantic novels or the romantic movies. She's painted the scene. Heavy downfall. Gentleman comes in. He's got his wet clothes. You're offering to take the jacket off. And he's very, 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 very upset. He's very emotionally upset, and you find that you're in his arms. I know it's a romantic notion, but that is the way that this lady's talking.
Okay.
It would be a very romantic setting. It would be very unexpected. It'll be literally coming in from the rain. They're coming in from the rain. I'm going to take symbolically that he's going to come to you as a friend, very, very, very upset. You guys will go on from there.
Okay. Right. Sounds great.
So all I can basically say, Robbie, is good luck and wait for when it happens, because there will be fireworks. That's the word that I basically said. It's something that should have happened a long time ago.
Right. I felt that in my heart.
I've got to mention the boxes or the packing, by the way. I don't know if there's any moves or if there's any packing to do or any storage to do, but somebody's on about tidying up or putting things into boxes or packaging.
Well, my son is moving.
Okay. Is he going... His career's on the up, is it, as well? His business brain's on the up, or his career line's on the up, is it?
Yes.
So what they're trying to say here to me is how spirit work with me is when I've said something that's not provable, they will then give me some personal detail that you do know about. So it's almost in the same breath they're saying, well, look, you're waiting for this to happen, but we know about this. Therefore, because we know about this, the timeline that we're looking at, we know about that as well.
Okay.
It's just a case of waiting.
Mm-hmm.
So all the best to you, Robbie, and thank you very much for talking to me today.
Thank you very much. It gives me encouragement.
Thank you for that, Robbie.
Okay, thank you, Robbie, for calling in, and thank you there, Matthew, for that wonderful reading. Robbie, remember, come on over and follow us on Facebook, either in the Mike Davis Medium or Mike Spirit FM, or download your archives. Download your reading there in the archives in www.mikespirit.fm. And I say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay, I'm going to go back to the phone lines, and I believe I have a Skype caller, and it's Carleen, are you there with us?
Yes.
Hi, can I ask you where you're calling from? Do I have your name right? Is it Carleen?
Kalina.
Kalina, okay. And can I ask you where you're calling from there, Kalina?
I'm in Ohio.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for?
One, I wanted to clarify a message I believe I received, but more importantly right now, I need to know if there's going to be a divorce.
Okay. Well, let me make my link to the spirit world, dear Kalina, for you, and we'll see where we're going. Is that okay?
Sure. Thank you very much.
Okay. Excuse me. Okay. See, I know that I have somebody here that's making me cough. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Okay, I know I've got a gentleman here that's very tight of his breath. I know that as my breathing is... It's becoming labored, yeah, okay. I know that the coughing is becoming erratic, and I know that's the way he would have been before he passed. And just ask him to stand back a bit so he doesn't bring that condition in too much, because it's no good like that. But I know that's the way he comes through here with me. I know that he's very close around you here, Kalina, and I know that he would be linked there quite close within your family here. Now, I know that he makes me aware that he was quite a strong kind of a gentleman there before he passes home to the spirit world. And I do believe that he links towards dad's side of the family. So do you understand who I've got here with me?
Yeah, I believe I know who you're talking about.
Good. Okay, because I know that he's with me at the moment. And, you know, as he's with me, he says to me that in his character-wise, he was the kind of fella that... You know, I didn't want no help from, like, the medical profession, the doctors and the hospitals. I didn't need all that. I didn't want all that. Just leave me alone. I'm happy. I'm content. This will came on his own and it'll go on his own. He makes me aware, okay? So I know that he didn't really want to be fussed with towards the end of his life there. Is that right?
Okay. If I give you a name, do you think that he'll say, yeah, I know?
No, because that's not the way it works, okay?
Okay.
Okay, the way it works is I'll just give you the information of what he gives me, and that's what I work with. Is that okay?
That's more than fine, yes.
Good, okay. So would you understand that's the conditions he carried, and he didn't want to have the help of when he was here? He didn't want to be messed around with? See, I believe it's like dad, if I'm honest here with you, or Grant, no, certainly dad. Do you understand that your dad then, please?
My dad is here, but I know that he does... He hasn't told me, but I know he only has 60% left of his lungs, and I do know he has emphysema and some others, and I know he's always tight of breath. I know all this, but he is here.
Okay, so your dad is still with us, and that condition is with your dad. So would it be his dad in the spirit world that I'm connecting with?
I don't know much about his dad. I was thinking, but you're saying now dad, I was thinking possibly my cousin. But you said he didn't want medical. My cousin was a physician, but okay. He did go really a very painful death, very slow.
Okay, because that's what I'm looking for. You is it's, you know, I didn't want the help from the medical profession. I didn't want to be bothered with them. It's like as if my body is just, you know, I can't take much more of it. Okay.
Yeah,
let me have a bit more of him here, because okay. Okay. Now, would I be right in saying that his family was very supportive of him before he passed? Would you understand of this?
Yeah, he was like pretty much a human god. The whole family just worshipped him.
There we are. Okay. Because I know he talks to me about his family. He was very supportive. They all done their best there for him. Okay. And they all kind of rallied around him and tried their best to look after him. And he said to me about his family took more care of him than anyone else. Okay.
Yes.
And he trusted the family to be there at his needs then. Okay. Now, he also tells me as well, Kiklina, that when he passed, that he didn't want nobody else to see him go. He didn't want nobody else there with him when he passed. So would I be right in saying of when he actually went, that he would have been on his own of when he passed? I'm not saying he was on his own in the house or in his environment, but he would have wanted to be on his own. On his own. So he would have been on his own when he passed. Is that right?
You just lost me there, because my cousin, yes, he always had his family around him and everything. And the family, well, his nieces and nephew and the wife and myself were at the hospital when he passed away.
Okay, but not actually in the room with him?
Yes, I was. Yes, we were.
Oh, right. Okay. Okay. Because he makes it aware that he would have wanted to be on his own, okay, because he didn't want the fuss around him. He says to me about the tears. He was, he wasn't the kind of gentleman that, you know, the tears, it kind of done nothing for him. He just wanted people to be happy. He didn't want people to be sad because he was passing or because he had passed on to the spiral. That's what he makes me aware to say to you, Colleen, because he doesn't want people to be sad around him, okay? Now, would I be right in saying to you that he talks about three people in particular, okay? So was it three of you there in the hospital at that time?
No, let me see. It was, Daniel, the wife, me, Julia, Mariana. I believe it was five.
Okay, okay. Then why did he say about the three? Because he said there's three people that were there that was important and needed to be there.
Well, I know one would be the son, the other could be the wife, and then the other... the other one I don't know. I'm starting to think one of it's my ex-boyfriend, but I'm not sure that he passed away yet, so...
Okay. See, you know, I don't believe that this is who you think it is. I believe it's, you know, someone else that's linking you, because it doesn't seem to be fitting, okay? Now,
okay.
I know that we, you know, a lot of us want certain people to come through, and they don't at that specific time. It doesn't mean that they're not there, okay? So it doesn't mean that your uncle is not there, because he certainly is. But I believe I've got someone else that links to your dad or connects to your dad in some way, okay? So I know that this is the way that this gentleman passed. He makes it aware that there was three people around him. I believe that he was on his own of when he passed.
Okay.
I believe that he makes me aware that his chest and his breathing was very much labored before he passes on to the spirit world. And see, this is where it will separate it, because... You know, your uncle wasn't a very big man in his build, and I believe this gentleman that I'm talking to is a little bit bigger in his build than your uncle. Do you understand of this?
My cousin was like 6'4". He was tall, but he wasn't like big built or nothing. Oh, you know who you might be talking about? My uncle. Yeah, my uncle did pass away. Yeah, he fell off a high. He was on a motorcycle, 120 miles per hour. Fell off the freeway and landed and pretty much done himself in.
Okay, and there was three people that was important to him that would have been around him at that time, okay? So just after he passed or just before he passed, there was three people that was there with him that was very close there to him and that was important and they needed to be there, okay? See, so as I said, see, it's not always the ones we want to come through, but I'm glad that you found who is with me, because I know that he comes around your life. And, you know, I'm conscious of the time. I know it's taken away very fast here. Now, let's talk about this divorce that you think there may be going on. You know, I want to say to you, no, it's not. No, it's not. Okay? We can work it out. We can get through this. Okay? We can get through this. And this message that you've received. Now, would I be right in saying to you that it's confused you?
Yeah, man, because I'm just learning. Well, I suppressed everything that I could see, I could hear, I know things ahead because it was simply not allowed, okay? Now I want to go ahead and bring everything back out, so I'm just learning. I tried contacting Archangel Raphael, and I asked for a message in regards to some serious stuff I asked for. And somebody told me something about Kermit the Frog. I'm like, what does a green ugly frog have to do with me?
Exactly. Okay. See, because I know it's confused you, because I've been told it's confused you. Okay. Now, I'm being told that you have to go back into your quiet moments, into your silence, and you talk to whatever you pursue your God to be, and you listen to that inner self. You listen to that inner spirit, because I know that's where the spirit will inspire you. I know I'm being told to say to you that you're going along the right pathway. Grasp hold of it. Take it with both hands and do what's right with it. Do you understand where I'm going? Because it's like changing the whole pattern of things, of life around you. Do you understand of this?
I believe so, because I wanted to go ahead and do the mediumship.
Perfect.
And then from there, go ahead and learn some other stuff. But I want to start with the mediumship and go and doing the psychic again.
There we are. Okay, well, you start off on the avenue that you feel is right. And if it is mediumship, you know, and you've probably heard me say it loads of times tonight, come on over to Facebook, follow me on Facebook and the Mike Davis Medium, or even MikeSpirit.fm, and you know I'm willing to give you as much help as you need. I know that the time of the show is completely virtually run out. Okay, we have minutes, seconds really left. But you know, come and join us. Download the archives at MikeSpirit.fm, and please keep in touch. You know, and if I can help you in any way, then that would be my pleasure to do just that. But thank you very much for calling in. And come and join us on Facebook.
I'm definitely going to do that right now. Thank you very much for everything.
No problem at all. Well, you look after yourself, and I hope to chat with you really soon. And say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. Okay, Matthew, it seems to be as if we are at the end of the show, mate, and, you know, time just flies by so quick.
It certainly does. That was over in a flash, wasn't it?
It was, you know, and I must apologise to those that's on the phone lines at the minute, because I know that we still do have a lot of callers in there. But, you know, time has beaten us yet again. Maybe, Matthew, we'll do another one of them four-hour shows together. Who knows?
Hey, that would be interesting. And we could try and get a guest. Another guest as well. I don't know who, but
well, we'll certainly try and sort something out there. But Matthew, give us your web address details again.
It's www.matthewjamesmedium.com. My email is matthewjamesmedium@gmail.com. My Facebook is www.facebook.com/MJ Medium, all uppercase. So the MJ Medium's uppercase. So, yeah, okay. Those are my details, Mike.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Matthew, for being a wonderful guest yet again, because I know that, you know, it's not your first time, it's certainly not going to be your last time. You know, I really enjoy working with you. I love working with you, I've got to be honest, because I know that, you know, of what you work with is absolutely fantastic, and the energy between us blends really well. So
it works really well. Fate pending, we'll get to work on stage together as well.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. I'm sure that's going to happen very soon. But you know, as I've said, Matthew, and to all our listeners, if you want to join me on Facebook, just simply search for Mike Davis Medium, or search for MikeSpirit.fm, the like page, and that's where you'll be able to get all the posts for us. But for me, it's good night, good day, wherever.
And for me, it's good morning.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm, or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for MikeSpirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.